Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, vamonos.
The Cisco Kid.
If you ever leave the house with just half a breakfast, then you could run the risk of being just half as efficient all day. Because doctors agree, you, mom, the kids, everybody needs a good breakfast. For a good breakfast means a good morning. And everybody says a good breakfast ought to include several golden toasted slices of...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, good butternut bread supplies that flavor essential to a good breakfast. Supplies that nutrition essential to face a long day of work at the office, the factory, at school, or around the house. And who can think of an easier way to take in that nutrition than the rich golden goodness of golden brown slices of butternut toast? Remember, never leave the house with just half a breakfast. Have a good breakfast for a good morning, a good day all day, every day. Have plenty of toasted butternut bread. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Robbery on the Railroad. The stretch of railroad between San Francisco and San Jose, California is about 50 miles, a mere nothing to today's powerful locomotives. But back in the day of the Cisco Kid, the first train from San Francisco to San Jose marked a great step forward in the progress of California railroads. But that step was not taken without a lot of unexpected and unwanted excitement. As our story opens, the scene is a small ground floor office in San Francisco. Ross Rendon, the big red-headed superintendent of rolling stock, is sitting at a desk reading a letter. Presently.
Hard. Hard Lawton.
Yes, Mr. Rendon.
Come in here. On the double. What kept you? That worthless tailor friend of yours out there again?
I wouldn't call Mert Nolan worthless, Mr. Rendon.
Fat, lazy lummox. Don't like my clerk associating with such as him. But no matter for now. You see this letter, Hod?
Yes, sir.
Well, it's from the Express Company. And they've agreed to let us carry a mighty valuable shipment to San Jose on the first run. Gold. What do you think of that, Hod?
That's a piece of luck for the railroad, Mr. Rendon.
Well, I guess it is. It's a 10-strike. We got to be certain that shipment gets there.
Well, there's the sheriff. He could stand guard.
I want somebody with more gumption than him. The Cisco Kid's in town, Hod. And at this time of day, he'll probably be at the Pacific Cafe. Now, go over there and tell him I'll consider it a personal favor if he'll come here to the office today at his convenience.
There must really be a lot of gold, Mr. Rendon, for you to be this much worked up.
There is.
Now walk over to the Pacific Cafe with me, Mert. I gotta take a message to the Cisco Kid.
The Cisco Kid? Arna, I was on a bank job in Sacramento 3 years ago. Cisco helped the sheriff round up all the gang but me. I got scared and been going straight ever since, Hod.
Don't talk crazy.
I mean it. Maybe I don't make so much as a tailor, but...
Now listen. We got a chance to make a fortune, Mert. I'm about the size of the Cisco Kid. You're built kind of like Cisco's partner. I want you to see the clothes they wear, so you can make some exactly like them. Let's go.
There, Cisco. That's the best meal Pancho ever had. Don't you like to stay in San Francisco? It's good food here.
Si, but you weigh too much as it is, amigo. Besides, we have been in San Francisco for a week just having a good time. We must ride south very soon.
Oh, the sheriff be glad of that. Don't you think the sheriff jealous because everybody talk about Cisco, not about him? Oh, here he come.
Buenos dias, señor sheriff.
Buenos dias.
How much longer are you planning to stay in this town, Cisco?
Oh, we have not decided that, Senor Sheriff.
Well, I'll decide for you. I want you out of San Francisco by tomorrow.
We not done nothing, Sheriff.
Maybe not. But if I find you in town after sunup tomorrow, I'll run you both in.
Oh, we never steal nothing, Cisco. We never hurt nobody. Why the sheriff not like us?
Oh, because they've heard lies about us, amigo. But do not forget, some sheriffs are very good friends of ours.
Oh, who these hombres that come this way?
I do not know, Pancho.
Hey, you're the Cisco Kid, aren't you?
That is what I'm called, senor.
My name's Hot Lawton. I got a message for you from Ross Rendon. He's over at the railroad.
Oh, see, I remember Senor Rendon when he was a construction worker. What is the message?
He said he'd take it as a great favor if you and your partner here would come aboard the train at San Mateo tomorrow.
Train? The train?
Si, Pancho. It's making its first run tomorrow.
It seems that they're putting a valuable cargo aboard at San Mateo to take to San Jose. He's hoping you'll guard that cargo.
Well, why Senor Rendon not ask Cisco himself?
Well, he's mighty busy today, being the boss of the rolling stock and all.
I can understand that better than I can understand a valuable cargo being put aboard the train at San Mateo. However, the town may have grown a great deal since I was last there. Besides, we are still indebted to Senor Rendon for finding us a tent for shelter one rainy night. We will do as he says.
I'll tell him, Cisco. He'll appreciate it.
By the way, your face looks familiar, senor.
Me?
Si. Have we met before, or is it that you resemble Pancho?
Oh, no, Cisco. He fatter than Pancho.
No, we never met. Come on, Hod. I gotta get back to my shop.
That fat one, he act scared, Cisco.
So he did, amigo. But that is not important. San Mateo, eh? Let us get started, Pancho.
How soon can you get those clothes made, Mert?
Well, if I start right away, I ought to have them by early tomorrow.
Well, start right away, then. We'll need him.
You ain't told me what for yet, Hod.
Because you and I, dressed as the Cisco Kid and his partner, are going to hold up that train at the top of the first steep grade.
Just the two of us going to hold up that train?
No. I've talked to half a dozen men. Not about this job, but about others. They'll go with us.
Well, if you can trust
them. Just leave it to me, Mert. I know what I'm doing.
Hey, you two, wait a minute. Hey,
it's the sheriff, Hod. I better run.
No. Keep quiet, you fool.
I just want to say, Lawton, that I may need you and Nolan here on the posse tomorrow morning.
What for, Sheriff?
I may need to arrest the Cisco Kid if he don't move on. I reckon it'll take a few of us to do it.
Why, he done something?
Not as far as I know of, but he might, so I told him to get out. I'll be counting on you two if I need you.
Give me a start.
Next time, don't look so blasted guilty. Now get started on those clothes. I'll go in and report to Rendon.
That you, Hod?
Yes, sir.
Well, you see Cisco?
Yes, sir.
What time will he be here?
Well, I don't think he'll be here, Mr. Rendon. He was mighty surly and unfriendly. He was talking low with some tough characters. I told him what you wanted, and he said he'd come over if he could find the time.
Well, that doesn't sound like the Cisco Kid. But then he may have changed. It's been some years. Well, if he doesn't show up soon, I'll have the sheriff go as guard.
San Mateo, not a very big place, Cisco.
There is practically nothing here at all, Pancho. One or two small houses, a stable, a store.
Not any railroad depot near.
Ah, there is a man sitting outside the store, Chico. Let us go talk to him.
Or maybe he know.
Yeah. Whatever. A question or two, senor, if you please.
Shoot, stranger.
Do you know if the train is going to stop here today?
Nope, they ain't.
They not going to put on a cargo here?
Nope. Can't put on a cargo if the train don't stop, can they?
Gracias, senor. You have answered our questions well. Let us be going, Pancho. Up, Diablo.
Go.
Pancho, I have learned a lesson all over again.
What lesson? What lesson, Cisco?
Not to take the word of a man I instinctively distrust.
Well, what we do now?
Ride back along the line as fast as we can, Pancho. There are other questions I want to know the answers to.
Up your car! Go, 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 go!
All right, boys. This is the place. The top of this grade.
Train will be going mighty slow here.
All right, get down off your horses, boys. Get them back out of sight.
I swear, Hod, when you get a mask over your face, you look just like that Cisco kid.
Yeah, you could pass most anywhere for Cisco's partner, Mert. Good job you did in these clothes.
There she is, Hod, coming up grade.
Get down behind this boulder. Let's get on these masks. Now watch it, boys. A couple of you go through the cars and bring Rendon out. I want to make certain he sees Cisco and his partner. All right, come on.
Stop that locomotive. Why don't we shoot?
Get that car door open. Come on, pry it open. All right, get those hands up, Sheriff.
I'll be doggone. The Cisco kid, eh? I should have run you two in when I had the chance.
You will keep your hands up, Sheriff. No, way up.
Get his guns, one of you. There's the box of gold. Get it out of there. Now, let us get out of here.
There's Rendon over there, Brahad.
Cisco! My thunder, you sweat for this job. You're a low-down coyote.
Come on, Mert.
I'm with you.
Get up there, come on. The rest of the boys will be right along. And meet us at the old shack.
Your plan worked, Todd.
Worked perfect, didn't it? We got the gold and Cisco got the blame.
Look, Cisco, is he train, no?
Si, Pancho.
Oh, only passengers outside. Walk around. Why the train stop there, Cisco?
I hope it is not for the reason I suspect.
Why?
There may have been a holdup. Of course, they may be having engine trouble.
Oh, then I look friendly, Cisco.
Hold up. Of all the blasted gold, you sure got your nerve to come back here, Cisco kid.
To come back here? I do not understand.
You confounded train robbers.
Not just one more, Senor Rendon.
Maybe Senor Rendon will make the joke, Cisco.
Joke nothing. Just because you're on different horses, don't fool us. Hey, Sheriff.
Yeah, I'll be right there, Mr. Rendon. Spread out, gents. It's around them, too.
Oh, not look so good for us, Cisco.
Wait, senores. Pancho and I would like to know what this is all about. You call us train robbers. It is evident you have been held up. But why do you connect us with the robbery?
Why, you buzzard, Cisco. Go get him, Sheriff.
Come on, close in on him, gents. We'll take him right here and now.
Little doubt but what the mob, raging mad, intends to kill Cisco and Pancho. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
Two more for dinner, and it's already 5:30.
Has that ever happened to you? Does it do things to those best-laid plans? Well, it doesn't have to. Not when you let good butternut bread solve the problem. You can use butternut to stretch the supply of whatever you were already planning to serve. Or let butternut be the basis of an entirely different, quickly prepared dinner, like a cream dish, or Welch rarebit, or toasted company-style sandwiches. All of them made with butternut toast, and all of them extra good, because they're made with butternut. You see, butternut has a flavor all its own that actually adds to the flavor of other foods, has a freshness and a goodness that comes to the rescue of many a hurry-up dinner. So always be ready for the unexpected. Always keep a loaf of butternut bread fresh and handy. When you buy bread, remember...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Good butternut bread. Let the blue and white check gingham wrapper with the picture of quality be your buying guide.
Now back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Robbery on the Railroad. Realizing he had been tricked into riding to San Mateo, Cisco, together with Pancho, rode back along the railroad right-of-way at full gallop to find the train stopped and the angry mob of passengers milling around. Seeing our friends, the mob charged them. No.
That's the stuff. Get in on them, Chance.
Yeah, beat the daylights out of them.
Sheriff, Senor Indian, call off this mob. We'll prove you are wrong.
Call them off nothing. Talk it to them, boys.
Very well, then. You want me to call a fight? You'll get a fight. Come on, Pancho. We'll fight our way to our horses. There, that's for you, hombre. You. Are you. On your horse, Pancho, quickly.
Go, go, go.
Up there, come on.
Hey, let's get in the way, Sheriff.
Come on, open up on him, gents. Those of you with guns.
Oh, those hombres are mad like anything, Cisco.
We are going to get to the bottom of this, Pancho.
Oh, how we do that?
By finding the real bandidos. We'll circle until we cut their trail, amigo. Then we will track them down. And I think I know who we will find.
A good haul. A wonderful haul. Sure, I'm glad I took that job with Ross Rendon.
Hey, Hoss!
Well, what is it?
One of the boys just told me the Cisco Kid's on our trail.
Cisco? He can't be. He's up in San Mateo.
Hey, let's take a look, Hod. We can see back from the top of the rise.
I reckon it'll be all right to leave this gold for a minute or two. Come on. I'll be on the safe side. Lock this door. Come on, boys. Let's go take a look for Cisco. Cisco could never find us at this old shack, Mert.
I ain't so sure. He's the best tracker in the whole West, they tell me. As good as any Apache down in Arizona.
You sound scared.
Oh, no, I ain't scared, but, Todd, if Cisco has the eye on me for that Sacramento
job...
Oh,
forget that. Unless you want to light out, Mert, go ahead if you do.
I'll take my share of the money.
You'll take nothing. Let's just stay right here. Now we'll see.
Well, do you see anybody back there?
No, not yet. Oh, wait a minute. There's a couple of riders way back there. Yeah, that is Cisco.
Hey, let me see, Hod.
Here.
Yeah, yes. I don't know. I'd just soon light out, but...
He won't even get close to us, don't worry. Hey, boys! Get your rifles and watch that back trail. When Cisco and his partner get in good range, let them have it.
Oh, yeah, ho, ho,
ho, ho, ho, ho. What we stop for now, Cisco?
I want to have a closer look at those hoof prints. Yeah, I thought so. These hoof prints are very fresh. We are not far behind the bandidos, Pancho.
Oh, how many bandidos?
7 or 8. Yep, let us ride on. Up the other, come on.
Go, 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 go.
I have an idea. The bandidos may have a hideout up on that ridge we are coming to. Keep your eyes open, amigo. They may have a lookout posted.
Oh, Pancho, keep the eyes open, Cisco.
Look, up there. There's an old shack and a...
Put
there,
ho, ho, ho.
Get off your horse, Pancho.
We get behind those big, big rocks, no?
Let's see.
Oh, we find the bandidos, all right. But now we got them. What we do with them?
What you do right now is keep your head down, Pancho. They made the first move. They may make the second. After that, we will see.
Ah, so Cisco's as good as dead, huh, Hod? Not by a long shot, he ain't.
All right, but he's not doing any damage, is he?
I don't like it. Odds don't mean anything to the Cisco Kid. Fight's better when the odds are all against him.
The boys will get him.
If you bet on that, Hod, but they don't.
Now, look, shut up, will you? What are you trying to do? Make me scared, same way you are?
Yeah. Why don't we duck out of here, just the two of us? We could take our share of that gold and...
Our share, huh?
Yeah, that's right, Mert. We could. Maybe you got an idea there, Mert.
Look, if we could get to San Jose, we could hide out till the storm blows over. I got some old pals here to take care of us.
Yeah, might be the thing to do at that. Maybe this scheme of passing ourselves off as Cisco and his partner isn't going to work so well.
Yeah, Cisco will prove it wasn't them. Don't you worry. When you don't show up back at that railroad office...
Yeah. Yeah, every sheriff in California will be on the lookout.
Mm. Yeah, and then some.
All right. I'll have the boys rush Cisco and his partner. While they're doing that, you and I'll take all the gold we can carry and get away. Back to the railroad.
Huh? Back to the railroad? But listen...
That's right. If the train's still there, we'll cut the locomotive loose, and I'll run it almost into San Jose. It'll get us there quick. If the train's not there, we'll keep on with our horses. Hey, boys, come here. There's something I want you to do.
Cisco, they're not firing at us anymore.
See, the firing has stopped. For the time being, anyway.
Oh, Pancho, take the look and see what happened.
Pancho!
Oh, you grabbed Pancho, Cisco.
You want to get killed? Sticking your head out from behind this boulder that way?
Oh, but they're not shooting.
They might. Now use your common sense, amigo.
Si, Cisco. But we ought to see what they're doing.
I will find out. By lying flat on the ground and looking around the curve of the boulder. Like this.
Oh, what did bandidos do, Cisco?
No, they must have drawn back. I cannot see any of them at the moment.
Maybe they talk it over.
I believe that is just what they are doing. Hey, Pancho, listen.
Si.
If we can get behind those other boulders over there without their seeing us, we will have an advantage.
Oh, we run over there?
No. Crawl on your hands and knees. I will go first. If they do not fire at me, then you crawl over.
Shoot at you, Cisco.
Pancho,
come over now.
Si, Pancho.
Quickly. We fully bandidos.
You must have felt very sure of us not to have kept watch on us.
Oh, you take the other look, Cisco.
Si. There are two of the bandidos, Pancho, hurrying to the shack.
Oh, so that is it.
It's what, Cisco?
I see now why we were playing for that train robbery, Pachico. Those two bandidos are dressed exactly the way you and I are dressed.
The copycats, no?
Stay back, Pancho. Those other bandidos are going to rush that boulder where we were.
Oh, they're not hurt us any.
There are the two bandidos coming out of the shack. They're running for their horses. Those are the two we want, Pancho.
Oh, what about the other bandidos, Cisco?
Come around this side of the boulder, amigo. Now, we'll be out of their sight. We'll call our horses and chase those two bandidos.
Diablo!
Loco! Loco!
Hey, go.
All right, let us get out of here, Pancho.
Pancho, ready.
Come on.
Go now.
Ride, Pancho, ride. We are going to catch those two if we have to chase them clear to Santa Fe.
Look, Cisco. The two bandidos get into the engine.
See, they made the brakeman uncouple the engine from the rest of the train.
Get away from us in the engine, Cisco.
Not if we can help it, Chico. Diablo, come over here!
Go!
By thunder, look, boys! There's another Cisco and another Pancho.
Yeah, what in blazes is going on?
Diablo, come on!
Go!
Keep away! I'll pay you for all that.
Not while I can shoot that gun out of your hand, bandido.
No! Good shot, Cisco. Now get into the engine.
See, Pancho, right? Now!
You'll never take me, Cisco.
Look out, hard!
Try to get us playing with you, Coyote. This is what I think of you.
Oh.
This is what I think of you, Pancho.
No, Cisco, hey.
You know how to stop the engine, Cisco.
Si, Pancho. I will stop it. Now I'll back it to the cars.
You can have the dirty old engine, Cisco. Pancho, rather have loco.
Si. The railroad will be very important one of these days, Pancho. You wait to see. Won't be long.
Hey, which one is which?
I am the Cisco Kid, Senor Sheriff, and that is Pancho. These two bandidos are imposters. Put the handcuffs on them. Here, I'll lift them out to you. This one.
Yeah,
and now this one.
Yeah, got him.
Oh, And they still take the siesta, Cisco.
By thunder, this is my clerk, Hod Lawton.
Yeah, and this here polecat's Mert Nolan. Thought he acted kind of guilty when I spoke to him about being on a posse.
I owe you an apology, Cisco.
Yeah, and me too.
That is not necessary, senores. We have these two chief bandidos, but there are more. If you'll come with us and your sheriff, we will do our best to help you round them up.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Oh, that Mort Nolan bandido, he tell everything, no?
Si. He wanted to get out of it with a light sentence. He might have, too, if the Hod Lawton bandido had not turned the tables and told about Nolan's work in the Sacramento bank robbery.
Well, anyway, the bandidos, they all in the jail. And the railroad, it got back most of all the gold.
And they got the contract with the express company for which Senor Endon was most grateful.
Si, oh, si. He must want to give us the whole railroad.
Not quite that, Pancho, but he is now our firm friend.
Si, but about the railroad, Cisco, how you know how to run that engine?
Oh, I observe things I see, Chico. And then I read a great deal, as you know.
You find out that way?
Partly so. A book is man's best friend, Pancho. Outside of a dog, perhaps.
Book is best friend outside of dogs?
Si.
Well, that's the only place it could be best friend, Cisco.
What do you mean?
Because inside of a dog would be too dark to read, no?
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
Pancho!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Good meals just grow naturally from good butternut bread. Yes, naturally and economically, too. A loaf of this soft, tender bread suggests an almost unlimited number of dishes and meals to serve. And a fine way, too, to stretch your budget. Butternut croutons for soup or salad. Butternut crumbs to make a meatloaf go further and serve more people. Even unexpected company that drops in around 5 or 5:30 and somehow or other stays for dinner. Or even just plain slices of this soft, tender bread served fresh from the wrapper to add flavor and nutrition. Yes, good meals grow naturally from...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Try it yourself and see. Next time you're shopping, stop and shop for the only loaf of bread you'll see in that blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. That's butternut bread, good butternut bread. You're sure to enjoy it, and to enjoy your meals more because of it.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Mel Blanc.